mother's womb. You have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child.
Says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Good evening. Let's sing it.
Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everybody.
Amen. It's an
evening
of rejoicing. Amen.
Good evening,
amen.
Good evening, everybody.
Bless the Lord.
Good
bless the
evening.
Lord. Bless the Lord.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening. Yes, there is therefore now no condemnation. And that's good news. Amen. That's good news. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And that's good news. Amen. It means we don't have to walk with all the heavy load on ourselves. We know that we have been set free. Amen. So we are to walk in the liberty of our freedom, We have every reason to give God thanks. We have every reason to give him praise. He has not just leave us to fend for ourselves, but in him we live and move and have our being because we are his offspring. We are legitimate children of God. We are bought with a price. We were bought with a price. And we can rejoice in a full and free salvation. Nothing hold us back, nothing holding us back, because there is therefore now no condemnation. Last week, we would have looked at Romans chapter 7, where we were looking at finding freedom in our struggles. And we get from that the struggle is real. There's no doubt about it. The struggle is real, and we looked at that last week, how real it is, and we looked at where Paul would have said that there's a fight going on. Dr. Allison.
Good evening. I'm not sure if it's just me, but your camera looks like it needs to be raised. I'm only seeing the top of your head.
Is it any better?
It's true. It's true. No, we only see your head. That's true.
Any better there?
Yes.
Bless the Lord.
That's
Thanks,
better.
Dr.
That's better.
Allison, for pointing that out. I am not able to see my camera from this the displays on my screen that is before me. I have a PowerPoint presentation, and it blocks my view from seeing it. But to God be the glory. Amen. We got it rectified. You can all see me and hear me properly now. Yes, we looked at the struggle that Paul was going on with when he want to do good. Evil present itself is like there's a war between the will to do something and and it's a pitiful war. Amen. Because you want to do the good things. You want to do the things that are right and just and the things that are pleasing to God, but it seems to go the other way around sometimes, and it's so pitiful. And Paul would say, "What shall separate me from the judgment? What shall separate me?" He said, "Thank God for Jesus." Amen. We have our Lord Jesus Christ with us who can help us to carry us through. Amen. So we are blessed people. We go through seasons, yes. We go through times when we have much. And we go through times when we have little. We go through times when it's raining. We go through times when the sun is so hot. We are like a people that are hard to please sometimes. We not even ourselves can find the that little part to please ourselves. Amen. It's like it's hard. Amen. So we need Jesus now more than ever. All right.
Amen.
We're going to look at Romans chapter 8 this evening. It promises to be a very it promises to be a very spirit-lifting chapter. Amen. It goes from no condemnation to no separation. What shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? There is therefore no condemnation. So it goes from no condemnation to no separation. Amen. All right. Before we go on, let us pray. I'm going to invite Sister Camille, if you're available, if you could just pray for us as we begin.
Amen. Let us pray. Righteous God and our Father, our friend, we come before you tonight, Lord God Almighty, with a heart of thanksgiving.
Yes,
We
Lord.
thank you, Lord God Almighty, for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you are present and that you are active in our lives. We thank you tonight, Lord, for this opportunity, O God
Yes, yes,
Almighty, to be gathered in
Jesus.
this fashion to study your word. Because your word says, study to show thyself approved. And so, Lord God Almighty, because we're desiring more of you because we're hungry, oh God Almighty, to come in contact with you, to experience intimacy. Lord
Yes,
Jesus Christ, we
Lord.
have set this time aside to delve into your word. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that as we begin this study, you will anoint the speaker tonight, Lord God Almighty, with
Hallelujah.
insight and foresight, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
as you dissect the word. I pray, God Almighty, for
Yes,
an
Lord.
uncommon wisdom, an uncommon understanding, oh God Almighty, of the word and application of that word to our daily
Hallelujah.
lives. I pray, God, that you will fill him up, oh God Almighty, with strength tonight, and every weakness within him will be
Oh,
overcome by the strength,
Jesus.
the joy of the Lord, which is now
Hallelujah.
activated and become his strength. We pray, mighty God, for hearts and ears that are heartened, oh God Almighty, to
Yes,
the
Lord.
sound of your voice through your manservant tonight on the platform. May we not be
Mighty God.
distracted. May it not just be another study, Lord, where we just log in and we're distracted doing other things, Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh,
But may we
God.
set this side a time, set this time aside, rather, God Almighty, to just tune
Oh,
into
Jesus.
you, to
Yes,
receive
Lord.
this word, to eat of this word, to digest of this word, God, so that we'll be able to regurgitate this word when times arise. We pray, God Almighty, for
Hallelujah.
clarity. We pray that as it go forth, there will be no interruption. Lord God
Oh,
Almighty, no
Jesus.
interruption regarding from the internet, Jesus Christ, and no
Oh,
technical
Jesus.
difficulty, Jesus Christ. Those persons who are supposed to be on the platform who are not yet here, we pray for a nudging Holy Spirit that you will,
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God Almighty, touch them, oh God, speak to their hearts that they will drop everything, oh God, and turn on their devices to come and hear and to
Oh,
eat of
Jesus.
this food that you
Yes,
have
Lord.
prepared through your manservant. Cover us under your blood tonight, Lord God Almighty. And when we have left here, when it's time for us to go, Lord Jesus, may we be able to say it was good for us to be here. Equip us with your
Hallelujah.
word, God Almighty, the sword, hallelujah, so that at the end, oh God, your people will be edified. The enemy, oh God Almighty, will be terrified in the name of Jesus Christ of
Oh,
Nazareth.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Camille. Yes, bless the Lord. So we look at hope, assurance, and victory in difficult time. Romans chapter 8. And every time we need that victory and that assurance and that hope, it is now because we are going through some difficult times. You know, I always say on this platform that there is one of three seasons that you can be in, or three types of difficulties, whether you just come out of a difficult time, you're in a difficult time, or you're heading towards a difficult time, whatever it is, you know, difficulty at times is our portion, and we have to accept it when it comes. It's not every day is going to be easy. Amen. So we need to be prepared. And what better way to prepare ourselves than through the word of God? And as I said before, Paul would start this passage from "There is therefore now no condemnation," and he would go to the latter part of it that says, "There is no separation. What shall separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus?" And in between the no condemnation and no separation, Paul would address some deepest struggles believers face. He would address sin, suffering, weakness, fear, uncertainty, spiritual warfare, and you can name it. What he will, as you've read the passage to prepare. So Romans 8 is especially helpful because it speaks directly to the challenges that we're going through. We're going through anxiety. I know many of us are anxious for something. You know, it's like you're anxious for your vacation to start at the end of the year. You're anxious for a raise in a pay. You're anxious for a new job. You're anxious for a breakthrough. There are so many anxieties that we are faced with. We're faced with discouragement. Many times we are discouraged. Many times the persons that we're looking to encourage us isn't there, or isn't responding the way we'd want them to respond. You know, sometimes you want encouragement even from the persons around you. You know, the persons at work, persons at home, persons on the street. Nobody there to discourage you. David said, I've encouraged myself in the Lord. Sometimes you have to find the guts or the assurance to encourage yourself. Amen. In the Lord, we face temptations, we face identity confusion in our society, you know, suffering, waiting, fear of losing control. So many things that is happening. And this chapter would remind us that the Christian life is not powered by human effort, it's not powered by our effort, but by the Holy Spirit, anchored in God's purpose and secure in God's love. Amen. Yes, so there is so much that we can be thankful for. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And we're going to hold on to that word. Amen. Prophetically, we're going to
Amen.
hold on to it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's our new standing in Christ, no condemnation. The first portion of our reading will be from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 4. We're going to do it in bits so we
Four.
can easily well understand it. So if you are there, Romans chapter 8, 1 to 4, you could just read for us.
Let me read.
There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Heather. There is therefore now no condemnation. Paul begins with a declaration. It's not a suggestion. He's declaring it. If you follow Christ, you are no longer condemned. This does not mean that believers, this does not mean that we won't go through, we won't fail. Sometimes failure, our failure, you know, failure will come, but know for sure that failures doesn't define our standing before God. It doesn't define us, and don't let it define you. Amen. When we look at passages like Psalm 103, verse 10 to 12, it says that He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercies towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. And you know that the east can't touch the west. They never meet. The east never meet the west. So as far as that, he has removed our transgressions from us. You know, we see. Brother Peter, you know, Brother Peter in St. Luke chapter 22, the latter part of it, he denied Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. Yet Jesus restored him. You know, and in St. John 21, he restored him. So Peter's failure was real. Yes, he did deny Christ, but it was not final. Amen. We may stumble along the path of life, but grace is always there to lift us up from the miry clay. Condemnation is no place in our journey. We are not condemned. We have been redeemed. We have been set free. You know, if you find yourself falling short in any way, size or shape or whatever way, don't stay in that mess and wallow in it. Get up quickly, because we have a live conscience in us, and we know when we fail, we know when we fall short, we know when things aren't the way they should be, we know when We are faltering. We know when the Spirit have left us. We know that when the anointed have dried up. We know when when our hallelujah don't mean anything anymore because it's not coming from a place where Christ dwell. We know when we're empty, when we need our oil to fill up. You know, we know it. And so if we feel as if we are not feeling that connection, that electrifying connection with Christ, you know, we need to get up and go back to our Father's house. We need to get up, turn back from where, like what the prodigal son, he was out in the pigsty, and when he realized that in his Father's house is a better place for him to be, he returned to his Father, humbled himself, rather to be a hired servant in his Father's home, more than to be in the pigsty, wallowing in his own mess. Amen. Yes, so we will stumble, but don't stay down. You know, we will feel guilty of our past sins. We will feel ashamed from repeated failures that we may have been going through, repeated failures. We feel ashamed and feeling. We may feel disqualified after painful seasons. When you feel those ways, it is good because then you know that your conscience is not snared as with an hot iron, but your conscience is alive and it's drawing you to Calvary more and more. The more sin entice you, and the more you fail, and the more that conscience in you said, "This is not where I ought to be. I need to return to my Father. I need to go back to Calvary. I need to get cleansed." You know. So Romans 8 teaches us that if you are in Christ, the verdict has already been declared, not condemn, not condemn. You're going to hear that word over and over in this study this evening. You are not condemned. You know, don't let the enemy whisper condemnation into your head. He's the one that is condemned. Amen. You may need correction. Yes, you may need correction. You may need to grow in Christ. You may need to repent, but you are not condemned.
Amen.
You
Yes,
know,
Lord.
you're not condemned. You need to repent. You need to grow in Christ. You need to be corrected. You need a strong rebuke sometimes, you know, but you're not condemned. Amen. So that's good news for us. And so the Spirit, Sister Heather would have read, the Spirit set us free and give us power in our daily living. Yes, the Spirit of God set us free and give us power. You know, so Paul would contrast two ways of living. One is according to the flesh, and the other is according to the Spirit. Amen. If someone is there, Romans chapter 8, from verse 5 to 11, you could just read for us.
I'll take it. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Vintan. Yes,
Yes, of
yes, yes.
course.
Amen. So the flesh that we're talking about is not merely the physical body. It is a human nature operating apart from God. Amen. The new human nature that is operating apart from God. It is self-directed. That's the flesh. It is self-directed. It is self-dependent. And it's resi it is it res resistant to God. Amen. It resists God. The Spirit produces a God-centered life. The Holy Spirit. The Spirit, when you walk in the Spirit, it produces a God-centered life. Amen. So Paul would say, set your mind. To set your mind on the flesh is death. But if you set your mind on the Spirit, is life. And not only life, but peace. And we need peace. Amen. We need peace. This is so relevant for the life that we in this world, where we are in this world today. You know that the battle for holiness often begins in the mind. You have to have a make-up mind. Our age is full of distraction. You know, temptation, endless comparison. You're comparing your journey with someone else, and it causes your mind to be corrupted at times. Because how can you tell that that person that you're comparing yourself with is going where you're going, has the same destiny that you have? You know, we have to be careful with who you compare yourself with. I had struggled with that in the past, where I was comparing my journey with other people of my age group or so, are persons that I know, comparing their journey with my journey and where they are with where I am. And it doesn't do you any good, because how can you tell on the earth, on the heaven, that they are heading your direction? Sometimes they're in a different direction from you, and you're trying to compare yourself with them. And it only confuses the mind. It only causes your mind to be so overworked for nothing at all, and cause all sorts of sickness to come upon you, because you're comparing yourself with others that are not going in your direction. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17 say that, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that he cannot do the things that he would. The flesh and the spirit war against each other. Walk in the spirit, so you cannot, you shouldn't, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Also, with that, we see Colossians 3, verse 1 to 3. It said, if he be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. If you have been set free, if you are no longer condemned, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on things on the earth. Set your liking, your loving, your set your affection on the things that are above, because ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Ye are dead. The flesh is dead. Amen. And your life is now alive in Christ. It is now hid in Christ, with Christ in God. Philippians 4, verse 8 said, tell us how to train our mind, how to train our thought. Philippians 4, verse 8 said, finally, brethren, finally, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are, my God, are lovely, whatsoever things are for good report, if there be any virtue, any praise, think on these things. You know, we see Brother David, he showed both side, both sides of the struggle. Amen. When he yielded to the flesh and slept with Bathsheba, 2 Samuel 11, destruction followed, right? There was destruction that's followed. But he repented and he sought God. He cried out in the 51st Psalm. You know, he cried out to God. He bowed his knees down and just laid all out before God. You know, and then when he did that, restoration began. Romans 8 reminds us that the Spirit does not merely expose sin, but it leads into life. Amen. So we as believers today, you know, there are so many things that we're battling. There's so many things that we're fighting. There's so many things that would cause us to feel so defeated at times. You know, but remember that victory is not found merely in us trying harder, but in us walking in the Spirit. Amen. Walking in the Spirit. And question for you, what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? How do you walk in the Spirit in the time and age that we're living in? How do you have a makeup mind that you're going to walk in the Spirit? What do you do to train the mind? Anyone?
Spend time in the Word.
Amen. Minister Kian says, spend time in the Word. Anyone else? How do you train your mind to walk in the Spirit?
Yes,
Read the Word.
I would say, live a
Live
prayerful life, a clean life.
Amen.
Apply
Prayerful
the
life.
Word of God to your everyday
Prayerful life.
life.
Sister Elisha said, apply the Word of God to your daily life.
Amen. Yes.
All of that, Deacon, and as well as spending time in prayer, you know, and in the presence of the Lord, it's an intentional thing. You know, you can't just get up and just say, "Oh, I'm going to walk in the Spirit," and that's it. You have to be intentional in, you know, your choices and what you say, in what you do. It's not that you won't have the thoughts, the fleshy thoughts, or the milky behavior kind of thing coming back to you, but you have to make a choice, you know. So you have to be intentional in your decision that I'm going to do this. And when the temptation comes, you know, we fight to resist that temptation.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
So,
And also, I think this is taken from Philippians 4, verse 8 that you just read
yes.
about guard your mind. So to be mindful of what you watch, maybe listen to, and do as well, you know, or dwell in.
My God. Amen. 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 You are so correct. Spending time in the Word, reading, praying, daily prayers. You know, and one of the things that I want to mention that will keep your spirit trained in times like these is to refuse environment that strengthen the flesh. Any environment that you're going into that strengthen the flesh, you need to don't go. Don't go in there. You know, you need to stay. One of the things to that help you to walk in the Spirit is to be accountable with other believers. You know, be accountable. You alone cannot do it. Sometimes you will come upon obstacles in your life that you get so weak in it that you can't even pray yourself through. You have to call on another believer to pray you through it because you can't even find words. You can't even swallow your own spit when you go through, when certain problems come upon you suddenly. You know, sometimes you only have a groan that is left within you. And you just kneel down at the bedside and you just groan and the tears just keep running and it just keep flowing. You know, because you get quickly re-drained out and get so empty. So if you're not a person that is accustomed to training your spirit and praying in these good times when things are lovely, when things seems right. If you're not storing up your prayers in heaven, you won't have anything to pull out of it when trouble time comes. You won't have any you cannot make a withdrawal when you never deposit. If you try to withdraw when you haven't deposited, that's called stealing. Amen. So if you know that you need strength in troubled times, when you're going through peace times, start to put up, start to send up your prayers, start to line up yourself with scriptures so that when the when you don't even have the Bible to read, because it's not everywhere you go, you have the Bible to read, then you can have a scripture that the Holy Spirit would remind you of inside of your spirit that will take you through a moment. Amen. You will have a hymn that you can hum. Amen. A good praise song that you can sing and take you through some seasons. But when you're not walking in the spirit and the troubled times come upon you, you won't have anything to pull on. You won't have any resources to tap into because you didn't save anything. Amen. You didn't save anything. You don't have anything in the piggy bank. You know, so times like now. When you are right, you can speak, you can see, you can read and everything. Read as much scripture. Get it in your spirit. Pray as much prayer. Pray all sort of prayer. Every type of prayer. Just pray it. Anything come to your mind, just pray it. God, this flower is lovely. You know, I like the blossom from it. I like the smell of the road when the rain is falling on it. It's like a sweet. I like the smell. I like the smell of that I like to see that bird just flying and just being busy. You know, just pray. Anything you see around you, just pray. Just begin to pray. Amen. Amen. And one of the things that keep us walking in the spirit too is to respond quickly to conviction. If ever time you have been convicted, respond to it quickly. Don't just stay there. Yes, Sister Camille, hide the word in your heart. Don't just stay in conviction and just wallow yourself there and stuff. Repent quickly. Amen. Bless the Lord. So we are God's children, and that's our identity in a confused world
Amen.
that we are
Amen.
in now. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 17. Anyone there can read it for us? Romans 8, 12 to 17.
Amen. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Bless the
The word
Lord.
of
Thank you,
God.
Sister Camille. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
we have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters. So we can cry, Abba, Father. Abba, even though it's just four letters, it's a big, big word. Abba, Father. You know, when Paul referred to Abba, Father, that's an intimate, childlike term. That means father. You know, so the Abba is an intimate, childlike term that means father. I prefer to say it would more exactly mean daddy. Daddy. So you can call God your daddy. Imami daddy, oh, imami daddy, oh. You know that song? It reflects closeness, it reflects trust. You know, it reflects reliance, closeness, trust, and reliance. And Father now is a formal reverent title for God as a sovereign, loving provider and protector. You know, so when you put it together, Abba Father, it communicates a personal, intimate relationship with God the Father. Not a distant deity, but it's a loving Papa whom believers can approach with confidence, gratitude, and dependence. That's what it means. Abba Father. It means Papa Father, Daddy Father, Father Father. It's a closeness and trust. We belong. We are loved, and we are heirs. Amen. Heirs of God, joint heir with Jesus as we go along. Amen. So it shows when you say we're adopted, we are now through adoption. Is a legal and rational act. In Christ, we are more than just acquitted wrongdoers. You know, we are adopted as his children. We are not just acquitted, but we are adopted as his children. And this speaks strongly to a world filled with loneliness, rejection, father wounds, and identity confusion. We can cry, Abba, Father, 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 Daddy, Father, Father, you know? Yes. Yes, so many people in the world today would be confused with who am I? Who am I really? You know, where do I belong? Am I loved? Do I really matter? You know, and you may not be struggling with those questions, but many people in society today are struggling with those questions, especially when they grow up without their parents, grow up without being loved. Are people showing affection to them and stuff? So these are questions that they would ask themselves. Who am I? You know, where do I belong? You know, but Romans 8 answer, if you belong to Christ, you're God's child. Amen. John 1 verse 12 will say, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. We are sons of God, daughters of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, 1 John 3 verse 1 said, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Sons of God. You know, are we living in our true identity? Are we living as sons and daughters of God? You know, when God looked down on us, is he pleased to say, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased? Can God say that about you when in your daily life, as you walk, as you pilgrim in this land? Can he say that he is pleased of you, he's proud to be called your father? You know, are we dragging his name in an hope to an open disgrace? How are we living with the Spirit of God within us? How are we living as his dearly beloved, that he loved so much so that he sent his only son to die on the cross for us? You know, when we look at the grace that has been bestowed upon us. When we look at Mephibosheth, I can't pronounce, as those can't seem to pronounce that name correctly. Mephibosheth. Anybody familiar with that name? Mephibosheth is from 2 Samuel's 9.
Yes, I believe so. Is he the one that was crippled?
Yes,
Yes.
exactly.
Who is that?
Ex Mephibosheth, he's
Jonathan. I
Jonathan's
think it's
son.
Jonathan's son.
Jonathan's son. Yes.
Mephibosheth.
Yes.
Mephibosheth.
Mephibosheth. Yes.
Mephibosheth. Yes.
Mephibosheth.
Jonathan's son.
Is that person you're talking about?
Yes,
Yes. Yes.
Mephibosheth. I break it down. It's correct.
Mephibosheth.
Mephibosheth. Yes.
Mephibosheth.
Yes.
Is
So
that a different pronunciation? It's the
I know.
same person.
I check the pronunciation of it, and that's the closest I can get to it. But is
Mephibosheth.
yes. But David in his when
Jonathan's crippled
David,
son. Okay.
yes, when David was king,
Mephibosheth.
David remembered the promise that he had made with Jonathan to always show kindness to his family. We're looking at a picture of grace here, you know. And David would ask in the palace, is there anyone left from Jonathan's family? And you know, Jonathan's was father, you know who Jonathan's father was, right? Jonathan's father was Saul. Amen. And when David asks about anyone that is left from Jonathan's family, a man that was working with David named Ziba, he told him about Jonathan's son, yeah, who was crippled and was living in hiding. And the reason, you know, the reason why he was in hiding is because David took over the kingdom, got king over Saul, right? And normally when somebody take over the kingdom at that time, if there's anyone in that last kingdom that he dethroned, that is left, that would cause any problems,
Would
they
be
would get
killed.
rid of them. They would
He
kill
would
them.
kill.
Amen. So because of that, Mephibosheth
Mephibosheth.
went in hiding. And the reason why Mephibosheth was crippled is because when there was a war going on, and the babysitter that had him, the nanny that had him, was running with him and drop him, and
Drop.
he
He
fell.
dropped. I
And from
became
that,
pretty young.
he
Yes,
was
it killed.
crippled.
Yes, yes. True, true.
Yes.
You won't.
But David sent for him when David learned about him, and though he was scared to come, but he had to come because the king had called him.
For him,
And
yes.
when he went there, David showed him mercy and give him back some land that was taken from his family. And David fed him from his own table. You
Yes.
know, David fed him from his own table. So though he was from the house of Saul, and you know, Saul had David as an enemy, but
Enemy,
David didn't have Saul as an enemy, but Saul had David as an enemy. He was brought to the king's table and treated as family for Jonathan's sake.
yes,
In
truly,
an
truly.
even greater way, we as children of God, believers, we are welcome by God for Christ's sake. Because of what Christ has done, he has redeemed us and set us free. We can now come boldly to the throne of
The
grace
throne of grace,
and receive
hallelujah.
mercy and find favor in times of great need. We are no normal people. We are being brought with a price.
Yes.
You know, so this truth that is revealed in an act of kindness with just mortal human being just like ourselves. It strengthens us when we feel like we are nothing, that when we're abandoned and we are unwanted or spiritually inferior to other people, insecure in prayer or anything. You know, we should be strong because we're adopted children of God. We have the privilege of approaching Him with honesty and with sincerity. We do not pray as strangers seeking attention, but as lo beloved children reaching out to our Heavenly Father. You know, we are praying because we know Him and He loved us. We know what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us so that we can be called the children of God. Paul reminds us that as children of God, we are heirs of the kingdom. We have legal rights to the kingdom
Amen.
of God. Amen.
Yes.
So this should give us much hope as we pilgrim through this barren land, as we go through this broken world. This could give us much hope to know that we can speak with authority. He has
Yes.
given us the power to bind and to loose. Anything we
Yes.
call forth is will happen because
Yes. Yes,
we have
Lord.
been equipped. We have enough strength to carry through whatever our journey entails, whatever we come up against. We have enough spirit in us, the spirit of Almighty God that can speak to situations, can speak to circumstances, and say,
Amen.
get thee behind me, Satan. You know, because you have no legal grounds to occupy my family, to occupy my life. I am drawing a line right now against all. You know, you will not step past that bound. I am drawing a spiritual line where you're not going to step past that bound. You're not going to let me live in defeat. You're not going to let me live regret in regrets. I am going to bounce back from a setback Amen. So we ought to have that mentality because we know that our Father is bigger than our circumstances. We know that
Yes.
our God is greater than anything that we may be going through. Amen. We are blessed people. We
Amen.
suffer in this present time for a future glory. So our suffering is not at naught. Paul said in verse 18, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time is not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed in us." Amen. Verse 19 said, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God." 20, "For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God." My God. "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does it yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with
Patience.
patience wait
Wait
for
for
it."
it. Amen.
Paul does not minimize suffering. Amen. He places suffering in
Amen.
perspective. He does not minimize it. He does not neglect it. He does not say that it won't happen, but he places it in perspective. The
Amen.
Christian hope is not that life is easy now, but that glory is coming. So we do not hope for an easy life now, but we hope for the glory that is coming.
It's
We
coming.
know
It's
that we have to
coming.
go
Oh,
through
yeah.
tribulation. When John the Revelator was in the Isle of Patmos and he saw the vision and he saw a great multitude all dressed in white, and he said to the angel, he said to the elder, he said, "Who are they?" And he said, "These are
These are
they
they.
that has gone through
Hallelujah.
great tribulation, and as
Hallelujah.
their robe washed in the blood of the
Amen.
Lamb."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
These are they that has
Amen.
gone through
Praise God.
great tribulation,
Tribulation.
and
Yes.
as their robe washed
Washed in
in
the
the blood
blood.
of the Lamb, what shall wash away
Amen.
nothing but the
Amen.
blood of Jesus?
Thank you,
When Jasa
Jesus.
is a multitude that cannot be numbered, and those that he saw,
Thank God, thank God.
those are us, the redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Let the redeemed say so. Hallelujah.
Creation itself is groaning. Paul said creation is groaning, and Paul says creation is groaning under the effect of the fall. The fall, Adam's fall, mankind's ripple down to us, right? So creation is groaning from that. This explains why life may feel broken at times. This may explain the diseases, the disasters, the decay, the grief, and death. It is not, these does not, is not a sign, is not a sign that God has lost control. God has not lost control. They are evident that the world is not yet fully restored. We are living in a broken world. It is not fully restored. We have to be
Amen.
here and fulfill our purpose. So though we are indwelled by the Spirit of Almighty God, though we are sons of God, though we are children of the cross, though we are being bought with a price, amen, we continue to inwardly groan as we
Jesus.
wait for our final
Oh,
bodily
God.
resurrection. We continue to feel pain. We continue to cry, Abba, Father. We
Thank you,
continue to
God.
reach out to Him. We continue to hold on to Him so that He can have us in the hollow palm of His hand. We continue to seek Him
Hallelujah.
as we live in this body, as we groan inwardly, as we go through pain and
Oh,
tribulation,
my
we
God.
continue. Consequently, this experience is naturally characterized by the tension of hope and pain at the same time. You know, so we feel we have hope in our pain and hope for the future that awaits us at the same time. You know, when we look at Job suffering, you know, yet he leaned to trust. He leaned on God, learning to trust him beyond explanation. He learned to trust God beyond explanation. Joseph endured betrayal. He was in prison, you know, before you see God's larger purpose. The pain, I'm talking about the pain that we have to go through in this life. We look at
Hallelujah.
Naomi. You remember Naomi?
Yes,
Yes, she experienced bitter loss
mother-in-law.
when she lost her husband and her son. Yet God was quietly writing a redemptive story
Mighty
through Ruth.
God, mighty God.
So even though we are going through situations now, God is quietly writing our story, something different from what we started from, because
Something
we are going
different to
into a
happen.
bright future, because there is therefore
Hallelujah.
now no
Hallelujah,
condemnation.
Jesus. Yes.
So when we look at this biblical
Hallelujah.
story,
it's a
Amen.
good time to give God
Hallelujah.
praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
It's a good time to give God praise.
Hallelujah.
When
Praise
we look
God.
at these
Thank you, Jesus.
biblical story, when we look
Glory
at
to
Mother
God.
Job, when we look
Thank you,
at
God. Thank
Joseph,
you,
when we look
Jesus.
at Naomi, it shared a profound overlapping theme about human suffering and divine providence. Divine providence
Jesus.
in that God provide a way when there seemed to be no way, making the
Hallelujah.
crooked path straight,
Okay.
wash you when you were wallowed in your mud of suffering and sin, and wipe you clean. We can learn several things from these people of God. They were flesh like we are flesh now. One, we can learn that God is working even when he seems silent.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know, in all these characters, the characters that we look at, they went through long periods of God's plan, where God's plan was entirely hidden from them. They didn't know God's plan. It was hidden from them. Joseph sat in prison. Naomi returned home empty-handed and crying, grieving.
Hey, mighty God.
Job sat in ashes. Job
Oi.
was in ashes without any answer from Job 1 to Job
Oi,
42. You
hallelujah.
know, when his redemption would have been drawing nigh, you wouldn't even know, because it's so dark at times when we go through our midnight situation. It's so dark at times when we cannot find our rent, when we cannot find our mortgage. It's so dark at times when we lose the very things that would make us comfortable in this life. But their story teaches us that God's silence
Hey.
in our inability to see his hand does not mean
Yes,
that he's
because
absent. Even
he
though
has not
we
done
are
it
unable to
perfectly, he
see
has
God's
not
hand,
done it
that doesn't
in
mean that
vain.
God is
Amen.
absent.
Absent.
He's
Amen.
often working behind the scene.
Amen. Thank you,
He
Jesus. Come
weaves
on,
a
hallelujah.
larger narrative,
Thank you, Jesus.
working behind the scene to look after you and I.
Yes. Behind
The
the throne
heart
of
of the battle,
providence.
the heart of the
Hallelujah.
battle,
I just smile in face.
the heart of the battle, the sweet of the victory.
Victory. Victory. Thank you,
Amen.
God.
Faith, number
Hallelujah.
two, faith is about trusting the who and not knowing the why. Again, faith is about trusting the who and not knowing the why.
No.
Trusting who God is, not knowing why God do what he does. Job never
Yes.
actually received an explanation for the suffering that he went through, but instead, Job received a revelation of who God is.
Is who
He
is
didn't receive the revelation. He didn't receive the explanation why he was suffering. He didn't
but
the
hallelujah.
conversation that the devil would present himself with the sons of man and went up in disguise, in front of God, and God would say, "Devil, where are you coming from?" And he said, "From roaming up and down in
Own
the
in the earth.
world, in this earth." And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
Oh my God.
And he said, "No, I cannot
Mighty
touch him
God.
because you build a hedge around him. I cannot touch him.
Edge
You
around
build a
him.
hedge around him. Because
Hey.
and because you build that hedge around him, how can I touch him? If you take away that hedge, he will curse you."
Oh,
And God
my
said, "No.
Amen.
I know the
Hallelujah.
character that I've developed in my
Come on.
servant. I know how his spirit is I see him in the spirit, and he won't deny. He won't deny me because he has pledged an allegiance to the Lamb
My
of God.
God.
How many of you here tonight has pledged that allegiance to the Lamb of God with all your might, with all your might?
Amen. Amen.
How many of you will seek to honor his command no matter what, no matter what the road entails?
Yes.
True faith requires
Yes,
obedience
Lord,
as character
amen.
and
Come on.
stability, even when our circumstances make absolutely no sense and explanation are withheld, even when we don't understand what it is, still continue to trust him. Number three, pain can be a pathway to purpose. Your pain can be a pathway to your purpose. Joseph's story perfectly encapsulates that when he later tells his brother, "What you meant for evil, God meant it for
If
good."
for good,
Brother, the
yes.
betrayal, the slavery, the imprisonment
My
Joseph
God,
endured were the exact
goodie.
vehicles that God used to position him to save thousands from famine. Our deepest trials can often be the preparation for our greatest purpose. Don't despise your trials that you're going through. It can be the preparation for a greater purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, so
Amen.
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 We're faced sometimes with chronic illness, we're faced with grief, we're faced with bereavement, we're faced with financial hardship, we're faced with persecution, unanswered prayer, emotional exhaustion. But Romans 8 reminds us that suffering, may is part of the journey at times. It does not say that suffering is good in itself, but it says suffering is temporary in comparison to the glory, and that hope enables endurance. The hope that we have, it enables us to endure. So biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It is confident expectation based on God's promises. Amen. So the spirit, we're going to wrap up in a bit. Just want to finish this section before we wrap up. We are 3 minutes past the hour.
Amen.
Yeah, the
Amen.
spirit help us. Amen. 26 to 27, verse 26 to 27 said, "Likewise, the spirit also help our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be
Groaning
uttered.
uttered
And he that has searched the heart knoweth what the mind
the mind of the
of the
Spirit.
Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints
In
according to the
the
will
will of
of
God.
God." Amen. This is one of the most tender truth in this passage.
Oh,
Very
God.
tender. Paul assumes weakness in the Christian life. He
Life.
does not say if we are weak, but that the Spirit help us in our weakness. It's not if you're going to get weak, you're going to but he's saying that when you reach that part, the Spirit help you when you are weak.
Yes,
When we
yes.
do not know how to pray, when we do not know how to pray, sometimes the trials are so heavy that believers do not have a clear word. The trials can blot out your mind sometimes that you cannot even see. You're seeing through the eye of a fish. That means your eye is so watery. Your tears has become your like it's become coming now a part of you because you're not seeing clearly. You may be confused in grieving and emotional drained. In these moments, the Spirit is interceding. Know for sure that when you're going through the lowliness of the low, the Spirit intercede for us according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit take over. This means our prayer life is not sustained by eloquence, but by divine help. It's not your eloquence, it's divine help. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrew tells us that we have a great high priest that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Therefore, we can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help
Thank
in
you,
time of need.
Jesus. Yes,
Amen.
Jesus.
Even Jesus himself said to Simon Peter, I said, "Simon Peter, behold, Satan has desired to have you,
Oh,
that he may see fear as wheat.
Yes,
But
sweet.
Jesus turned to him and said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou hast converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is a lot. That is a lot. Amen. That is a lot. Believers go through difficult times. Depression, when depression makes it hard for us to pray, the Spirit help. When griefs leave us speechless, the Spirit of God help. When decisions are confusing, the Spirit of God helps. When our faith is weak, the Spirit of God help. God is not frustrated by our weakness. He meet us at the very point of our meekness.
God.
Amen. What a
Thank
good
you,
God.
Jesus.
What a great God we serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
All things work together for good. The last part of Romans chapter 8, as we close, it said, for we know that these things, for we know that for those who love God, all work together. All things work together for good for them that love God. Let me
Love
read
God.
quickly.
Thank
Chapter
you,
verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called
Jesus.
according to his purpose.
Purpose.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be
Yes.
conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Amen. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is the good? He mentioned, Paul mentioned a good. All things work together for good. He says, God work in all things for the good of his people. What is the good?
Love
When
you.
we look at verse 29 define what is that good? To be conformed. And verse 29 define that good as to be conformed to the image of his
Thank
son.
you,
That is the
Jesus.
good, to be conformed to the image of his son, to be make one with the image of his son, Jesus Christ, to have Christ in the vessel so that we can smile at the storm. This is the greatest good that God is working towards. It is not merely the good that God is working in our life. It's not merely to comfort us or for us to succeed. He did not call us to success. He called us to be conformed to the image of his son. But in so doing, when you take your eyes off the things of this world and look fully in his wonderful face, then the things of this world will become strangely dim in the light of
The
his glory and grace.
light of his glory and
The
grace.
things of this world to make you comfortable or to make you less stressed is secondary. The first things that we ought to do is seek ye first the
First, the
kingdom of
kingdom of
heaven
God
and his
is right.
righteousness, and all
Therefore,
other things will be
will be
added
added
unto us. It
unto
is not
you.
for us to be successful first, and after our success, then we take up the cross. We are
Of
called to take up the
God.
cross and
Thank
follow
you.
him. That's
Thank you.
our first calling, not to be comfortable and to be successful or to be relief of our pain and our anguish, but is to first acknowledge him as Lord and Savior.
Put him first, put him first, put him first.
Christ likeness. He called us to Christ likeness. This does not mean that some of God's most powerful work happen in season. Powerful work that God would have for us to do or to achieve in this season. It comes through seasons when that we didn't even choose. If you could choose your path to glory, maybe you'd feel choose one that is filled with bread and cheese. You not look for one that has pickles and thorns. You not look for one that has stones and rocks. You choose the best land. You
Sure.
choose the best land, just like when Abraham
Yes.
and Lot. You remember
And
Abraham
that.
and Lot? When
Yes.
Abraham's
Yes.
herdmen couldn't agree with Lot's herdmen, and
Now,
when
yes.
Abraham said, "We got a path We got to
Yes.
part. And he said that
Yeah,
choose
Lord, them
fear.
today
And
together.
a Lot
Amen.
looked with his eyes, with his flesh, and he looked down on Sodom and
Look
Gomorrah
on
and said, we need
yes.
that land because it
Oh,
looked
yes. Land
pretty.
over there.
The
Lovely
land
land.
looked pretty, like
Beautiful
there is
thing.
no
Yes.
problem over there. And when
Yes.
Lot go down there, you know what happened?
Amen.
Because he
Amen.
chose with his eyes, he chose with his
Yes.
flesh.
Yes.
That's another story for another teaching.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
another
Blessed
story for
brother,
another
blessed
teaching.
brother. Yes.
Amen.
That's a long
Amen.
story.
Amen. So,
Amen.
brother,
Amen.
yes. If God be for us, we close
Who
with
can
that.
be
If
against?
God
Who
be
can
for
be
us,
against us?
who
Who
can be against
can be
us?
against us?
Paul did
Amen.
not deny that enemies, Paul is not denying that enemies exist. You know, he's saying that no opposition can ultimately defeat God's purpose for you and for me.
For
No
me.
opposition can ultimately defeat God's purpose. The
Not,
argument is arguing from the
no, not
greater, and he's arguing from the
one.
greater to the lesser. Paul says that if God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, then we can trust him to give us everything necessary to complete our salvation. The cross is the ultimate proof of God's love. If he sent his son to the cross to die for you and for me and take him up and take him, raise him from the dead so we can have life and have it more abundantly, how much more will he not fill the gaps in our life? He is our bridge over troubled waters.
Water.
Amen. So, fear of failure, accusation from others, accusation
Amen.
from the enemy, regrets over the past, fear about the future. Don't let that deter you from your purpose, because nothing shall separate you. Paul ends with this declaration. Nothing shall separate us. Who shall separate us from the love of God?
Love God.
And he would list tribulation, he would list distress, persecution,
Persecution.
famine, nakedness, danger, sword. You know, and
Pestilence.
these are not imaginable troubles. It's not a trouble that is imaginable. It is something that is real. Paul himself went through all of these persecution and famine and nakedness and danger and sword. And we as believers too are going through it. When we look at Paul's resume, it is so decorated. He said he was beaten 40 times, save one. He said he was shipwrecked so many times, lost in the deep. He was in trouble with his own countrymen and this. When you look how decorated his resume is, none of you would want to bear that resume. You know,
Don't
but Paul said that we are
know
more
about
than conquerors. This does not mean that believers never get hurt or never grieve or never feel overwhelmed. It means that through Christ, suffering does not have the final word. The things that seem to threaten us cannot separate us from God's love. Amen. Yes, so no matter what comes our way, we can be in the lion's den, we can be in the fiery furnace, we can be going through suffering and that.
what is here.
Nothing shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. No cancer, no
Amen,
loss, no
amen, amen.
betrayal, no persecution can separate us. No depression, no loneliness, no spiritual battle. Paul said that even death itself can separate us from the love of God.
It is in Christ
Our
Jesus.
feeling may fluctuate, it goes and come. Circumstances may collapse, but God's love, you know, in Christ is unchanging.
Everlasting.
Never change. It's
Measured.
always good. No condemnation in our past. Life in the spirit is empowered by God. We are adapted. We have hope in suffering. We are help in our weakness. And the purpose, we have purpose in all things, and we are confident before any opposition. And we are not separated. Nothing shall separate us. Amen. Are we blessed this evening? Any
Amen,
question before we
amen.
close?
Thank
Amen.
you, thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Nothing, 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 nothing.
Hallelujah. Anything to add? Anything to share? Anything that you'll get from it that you want to to remind the group of? Are you blessed?
Yes.
Nothing?
The
I am
Lord,
blessed.
he did it all. He did it all. He saw it all coming. He did it.
My
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, Deacon, just want to reiterate the point that you made about purpose in our pain. You know, and if
Yes.
we keep this at the forefront of our mind, that there's a glory that is coming that is, you know, far ex that extends far beyond our pain, then we'll be able to pull through. You know, we won't throw in the towels when the pressure comes and when the painful situations arise and when we feel like we're under. But once we know that, once we keep our mind, you know, in the space that there is purpose in that pain, then we will push through it. Just like a mother giving birth to a child, because there's purpose in that pain. Even when the contractions come and it's hard and you feel like you wouldn't, you just want to squeeze up your foot and, you know, whatever to do to relieve the pain, you're not going to do it. You're going to push that child out because there's purpose
My
out of
God.
that pain. And so I just, that's really stood out for me. You know, a number of other things, but I'll leave it at that.
Amen.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Sister Camille. Yes. There's a push.
Yes.
You have to
All
push.
right.
You have to push.
Yes.
Hello. Good night.
Good night, Sister
Amen.
Morrison.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This
Okay.
night is so, it is so nice. It's just a little part that I catch because I'm not at home.
You're good? Yeah, Yemen.
I am not at
Oh.
home. I'm on the road. But for the little part that I catch, believe me, it is a strength. It lifts me. And I have to really give you people thanks for the embracement, the encouragement that you have been giving me. I am going through a real rough time, but I know God is with me and I'm not giving up. Sometimes I have to just look to God and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I want to pray. I can't even pray. All I can say, Lord, you
Yeah.
see, you
Yes,
see, you
just one.
know, you see. And sometimes I
Amen.
say,
Amen.
Lord, just cover me, Lord, cover me, cover me. Lord,
Hallelujah.
fill me up with your mantle, Lord. I need more of you, Jesus. I need more of
Yes,
you.
Lord.
Let me do nothing of myself. Just go before me, Lord.
Amen.
Keep me
Oh,
under
Jesus.
your control. No
Praise
matter
God.
what is going on, Lord, keep me under your control. Help me feel hold me peace and grant me
Oh,
more peace that
Jesus.
passeth all understanding. Brethren, I love you. Know my strength. And I may pray for you the same way. And keep praying for me and for my family.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate everything and I give God thanks. I bless his
Amen.
holy name for you and for what he's doing and what I have got. Bless
Amen.
you.
Hallelujah.
Love
God.
you. All right. Love you. Love
Praise
you. Love you,
Jesus.
Sister
Okay.
Morrison.
Bless the Lord.
Yes,
Bless
I'm
the
on the
Lord.
road. I'm on the road, but I have to, I beg a stop just to say something.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, Sister
Amen.
Morrison.
Bless
Bless the
you,
Lord.
Sister Morrison. Love you too. Blessings.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
These teachings are very encouraging and
Very, very.
it keeps us on our feet. It keeps us on our feet and it gives us the courage to go on. When
Yes.
opposition come, when the devil is
Yes.
lurking at our door, we can know
Jesus.
that Jesus is with us.
Praise God.
Jesus never fails.
Hallelujah.
He's with us in every situation. He's there in every
Yes.
Amen.
Oh,
Yes.
Jesus.
One part of the
Amen.
Bible always say it came to pass. The Bible
Yes.
says it came to pass.
Yay. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Came
God.
to
Praise God.
it came to pass. Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
you, Jesus.
Yes, Sister Alicia.
Good night, saints in Christ. I just want to, you know, give God thanks for this
Christ.
ministry and for the obedience of, you know, everybody individually and collectively. And as you spoke, I'm here and I'm reflecting. And it ties in so much with the theme of convention about the mantle. And, you know, I am assessing myself. And you mentioned the song that said, the hotter the battle, the sweeter the victory. And the more, you know, and even I remember one day Sister Camille and I were talking. And, you know, it came to the point where the more you are in Christ, the stronger and the bigger the darts going to come. So as you know, you said that, you know, we need to be transformed in the word. We need to abide by the word, avoid the environment that is going to lead us or confuse us of the word of God. You know, the life that we live, you know, the music we listen to, the friends that we associate ourselves with, because it is rough. It is rough. It is rough.
Hallelujah.
And if we are not living in the word, and if we are not associating ourselves with, you know, people of God, it's going to be harder. And, you know, it is such a magnificent thing to know that we can trust God, because, you know, he said he's going before us to make the crooked path straight. And just like how he did it in the Bible, he didn't do it with any perfect people. You know, only Jesus was perfect. You know, he didn't do it with any perfect people, but, you know, they model and they help us to say, this is the map that you are going to follow. It's not going to be easy, but as a community, you know, of God, as a community that we want to eat of the word of God, that we will eat of this bread and will not hungry, will drink of this water and will not thirst. It's great to know the word of God and to be able to, you know, let it be so broken down so that, you know, it is so simple for us to understand. And I give God thanks, because I am really thanking God for this season. This season is hard. It is rough. But I'm thanking him that I can see him in this season.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. So
amen.
Thank you, Sister Alicia. So with that, we're going to close off for tonight. We're going to close off for tonight. It has been a blessing. You know, seeing you all tonight, welcome all of you, those that have been worshiping for the first time. I give God thanks. I say T, I'm not sure who that T is, but I thank God for you, and I want you to come back week after week, the same link. Amen. And anyone else who is here for the first time, we give God thanks and welcome you all. Amen. At this time, we're going to invite Sister Alicia to come back with our reminders for the week.
All right, praise God. Thank you, thank you. Reminder for the night of June 27, 2026. On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it is truly my honor and joy to welcome each and every one of you to this evening. Faith Defender Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to all to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our mission to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. Announcements. What an unforgettable night of horror we experienced last Thursday. We gathered together with prayer portals to heaven for our joint midweek fellowship, celebrating 3 victorious years of ministry under the prophetic theme, Mantle for the Increase. The atmosphere was electronic. An undeniable movement of divine breakthrough. If you were unable to join, please go to the replay. The replay is available at www.prayerportalstoheaven.com. Please mark your calendars. This Thursday at exactly 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we are gathering for a powerful time of prayer. We are pressing in and praying all the way until 12 midnight for those who can tarry with us. Amen. This special encounter is hosted by our incredible partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, right here on the same link. Don't keep this to yourself. Be a blessing to someone else. Post this on your status, spread the word, and extend the invitation far and wide. Next Saturday, June 4th, we will not be holding our regular meeting. We want to honor the holiday and give everyone this special time together, relax, and fellowship with their families. We will resume our normal schedule on Saturday, July 11th, where we will dive into a powerful study of Romans chapter 9. Enjoy your family time, and we can't wait to see you on July 11th. Go forth and shine as you step into this week. Remember, you are the gospel in motion. Win souls for Christ through life, through the life you live and the words you speak. Every encounter is an opportunity. Make it count. I will now hand over to Sister Ava to lead us in the closing prayer and the benediction.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, hallelujah.
I greet you all tonight. God is good all the time.
Amen, all the
amen.
Time.
Amen, yes.
Amen,
so as
all
we
the
conclude
time.
As we conclude our study tonight, I just, it's just to remind us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And that nothing can separate us from the love of God. May we walk each day led by the Holy Spirit, trusting God in every circumstance. Let his promises strengthen our faith and give us confidence that he is working all things together for our good and for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So
Lord.
Let us pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before your throne of grace,
hallelujah.
I am grateful for this privilege to be in your presence once more.
Yes,
Lord. I give you all honor, all glory. I praise you, Lord. We take nothing for ourselves. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, for always available to carry us when we fall.
Yes, Lord.
I pray tonight that you will cleanse all hearts and minds and renew the right spirit within us, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Give us a heart like thine to love and be kind towards each other. We are not perfect, Lord, but with you, all things are possible.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for providing and for sustaining us throughout this season. God,
yes, Lord.
A season of uncertainty, a season where some are broken spiritually, emotionally,
Jesus.
And physically. I thank you, Father, for leading us back to your truth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You, oh God, tell us in your words that your plan for us is to prosper us and not to harm us,
Jesus.
But to give us hope and a future. I
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus. I pray, God, that the word tonight will help to channel us through every dry season and every stormy
Jesus.
Weather. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, for the man of God that you have anointed
God.
And appointed for to lead us tonight into the word
Jesus.
Of truth. God, he is not only my leader, but you, God, has given
mighty
him
God.
To me as a husband for quite a while, Lord. The journey
Jesus.
Was somehow challenging, God, but we stand on the promises of your word, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Today, God, we are rejoicing because of where you have brought us from and where we are leading to right now, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Continue
hallelujah.
To cover him, Lord, so
yes.
he may not be distracted from this calling, God.
Hallelujah.
Give him courage and boldness to stand by him. During this, give me courage, Lord, and boldness, Lord, to stand by him during his calling. I pray
Yes.
that you will continue to
Yes,
give me
Lord.
strength and equip me with all that I will ever need to walk in your perfect will, Jesus. Father,
Hallelujah.
remember each person here tonight, God, their families, the ones who are aching in their bodies. Remember
Oh,
diabetes.
Jesus.
Remember cancer,
Yes.
high blood pressure,
Jesus.
heart
Jesus.
disease, Lord. Persons who are
Hallelujah.
wheelchair bound, Lord. Respiratory
Oh,
issue,
Jesus.
swelling of feet, back pain, mighty God,
oh,
joint pain,
Jesus.
any
Oh,
sickness
God.
or disease that come to
Oh,
destroy your
Jesus.
people, God. God,
Thank
I
you,
place
Jesus.
them all at your altar
Hallelujah.
tonight, and we
Dear
are
hands,
leaving
Lord.
them there tonight, Lord.
Thank you.
We are not
Hallelujah.
leaving without any burdens tonight, Jesus, because
Hallelujah.
you are
Oh, Jesus.
capable, God.
Yes,
Remember the
Lord,
ones who are
God.
still grieving for the loss of their loved ones, Lord Jesus. It
Yes.
is not easy for them,
Oh,
God. You
Jesus.
are a mind regulator. You are a comforter. Embrace them, God, and keep them in your tender, loving care, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I thank you for showing up for us
Hallelujah.
tonight. Thank you in
Hallelujah.
advance for healing and
Oh,
restoration of
Jesus.
body, mind, and
Hallelujah.
soul,
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Have your
Yes,
way in
Jesus.
and throughout us, Lord. Be
Thank you,
now
mighty God. Thank you,
glorified, Jesus.
Jesus.
I pray that grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and
Almighty
the
God.
fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. May the grace of God, our Father, love of God, the full fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest remain, abide with us, now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Meet one another. In
good
the
night,
name of
everybody.
Jesus,
Amen.
Brothers and your sisters,
good night.
God thanks.
Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Peace the Lord, everyone.
Yes.
Have
good
a wonderful
night.
Night.
Good night.